Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Hello, everybody. Sean McLaughlin here, welcoming you to another episode of Heal Your Wounds. Thank you very much for listening. It's a beautiful, sunny day in beautiful London town. I'm in the home of our friend, our producer, our sidekick, co-host, whatever you want to call him, Mr. Elliot. How are you, Elliot?
Very well, thank you very much.
Okay, Elliot, I guess there's one question to start with.
Mm-hmm.
On a scale of 1 to 10, how pissed off are you about this Doctor Who woman thing?
How dare they try and put a lady in space?
Exactly.
What's she going to do exactly? Clean it? She's going to clean space?
Oh, snap.
Oh, man. For more hard-hitting opinions like that, I hate people on the internet.
Why do you hate people on the internet?
What's wrong with them?
You're one of the people on the internet.
Barely.
I follow you on Instagram, and you are on that a lot.
I only go on Instagram to have breakdowns.
I would say the things that you post on Instagram are more graphic and violent than and disgusting than anything that any horrible misogynist would.
Why? What have I done? Oh, I spilled some soup down my face. I walked into a door. I need to tell the world about it. What if I need help?
What is your... Do you want to plug your Instagram? It's really funny. It genuinely makes me laugh.
It's Elliot J. Fallows.
Elliot J. Fallows.
1L, 1T, and Elliot, you dopes.
Elliot, you are on feisty form today.
Thanks.
Feisty form.
Thanks, Sean McLaughlin, comedian.
Well, you can follow me on Instagram if you want, listener. I basically only ever post photos of me on a megabus. So
you love a megabus.
I don't. I require one. There's a big difference.
For your career.
For career.
Yep. I thought you said for career.
For career.
I get on a bus for career.
I go on a bus for career.
I don't come back. Which one's the bad one? Was it East?
East, middle career, I think, is probably the worst.
Mid-career.
The short-lived middle career.
The people who live on the wall.
It's just middle career. Is there actually a wall between the careers?
Yeah.
Do you know that?
Yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah, people live at the wall, and they stop the people from the north coming down.
Well, we've been looking at our analytics, and we've not had any middle Koreans listening to the show. Maybe it's because we're not giving them enough.
What, so we need to cater for mid-Koreans?
Well, maybe not in this episode. Though actually, our guest today, Jack Parry, speaks fluent Chinese, so that's the same.
Let's just get him to swear in Chinese. I assume that's what people get him to do, right?
Yeah, exactly.
Is this all right?
Well, considering that I said that a way to get Koreans to listen to the show is to get someone to talk Chinese, it's probably not all right. We're joking, listeners. We always joke.
We know they're different languages and different people with great... vast, very complex, different histories and cultures.
Well, they're not that different. I mean, there's only so different any human civilization can be. But
Sean, we both know that. We have to pretend.
Of course. They are so wildly different. So different. One of them walks on their feet. One of them walks on their hands.
Exactly. They're different from us.
But the key thing is, they're not like us. They're not like you and me, Elliot. Walking around with our freedoms.
Yeah, we can do whatever we want, basically.
We love our wives and husbands.
Yeah, I love both of them.
Speaking of wives or husbands, where have you been? That the listener may want to be interested to know. Your first time you've ever been here. We have mentioned before on the podcast that you've never been.
Yeah, I threatened a while ago. I was going to go to my first Pride.
I wouldn't call it a threat.
Pride, well.
Do you want to explain what Pride is?
Pride.
To any of our middle career listeners?
Pride is, I describe it as probably a legitimate terrorist target at the moment, but it was fine. And
that's your headline. That's your headline in describing Pride.
Nobody went to that and thought, this is going to be absolutely fine.
But it was fine.
It was fine. It's a collection of...
Such a weird thing to think. If you genuinely thought that, then why did you go?
I don't care.
All right.
If I don't go, they win, Sean.
They win if they kill you.
No, they don't.
Okay, carry on.
I'll sass them back.
Elliot has been in this kind of mood all day. I walked into his house. He was in his suit and his socks, eating toast.
Toast dipped into my soup.
Yeah. Watching Futurama in his kitchen and just bouncing around the room like he just invented flubber.
So it's where all the LGBT plus...
IA.
Etc. I think you say plus.
No. Could...
All right, LGBT...
IA.
IAA.
What's the other A?
Asexual. How did I know that's the one you'd forget? You remembered ally, because you're supposedly one of them. Anyway, so I went to this thing where you're meant to be proud of yourself and your sexuality or identity. And it was... I think I have to say it's great.
You have to say that. But what would you actually like to be able to say about that?
It's too loud. It's too loud. I don't go to Central London for loud.
Where was it?
All over the middle bit of the London.
The middle bit of the London?
Yeah, so Soho, where they normally live.
Yeah.
And then they crept out.
Mm-hmm.
And they went across to Oxford Street, I think it was. Yeah. You know, one of those big ones.
Yeah.
And they had parade floats.
It must have been quite a celebration.
Oh, they were screaming and yelling.
I bet there was a lot of poppers on offer, actually.
I don't know. There's
no doubt in my mind that there was probably a lot on offer.
Probably. I went with my friend Nick, who listens to the show. Hello, Nick. And
fuck you, Nick.
Journals. Nick is very loyal to this show.
Nick, we thank you for your loyalty, but we've got to let you go.
We just had a couple of drinks and watched. It was great to see people so happy with themselves and proud.
There should be... You know, there's pride. What I want is one called shame.
Shame. That's what I'd go to. There
should be a shame, like a shame festival.
Yeah.
For people like me and you,
yeah,
who are completely repulsed by their own bodies, think their sexuality is probably destroying their lives in some way.
Yeah.
Not even in terms of, oh, I'm gay, and people don't, but like just there's something wrong with the way you view sex and intercourse.
Yeah.
And I don't know what form that would take. I think you'd have to have it, not like, you couldn't have it in Soho, you'd have to have it in somewhere like Hull or Macclesfield. You'd all go there and you wouldn't even have to watch a parade. You'd have to just eat porridge in the street.
Yeah.
And every time a person walked by, you begged for forgiveness.
Yeah.
It's called shame.
Yeah.
You go, but because people go, oh, you go to Pride, and go, now we're going to shame. And the flag is like the rainbow flag for Pride.
Yeah.
This flag is just, it's black.
Mm-hmm.
And in black writing on it, it says, I am worthless.
I think that's perfect. I think it's exactly what.
Yeah.
What should I have. I mean, I get it. I get what people go for. And I think it's great. I know I'm in the wrong.
You don't think it's great.
Stop
you
writing in. It. I know where I'm in the wrong.
You didn't. No, you didn't enjoy it. You're allowed to not enjoy Pride. That's the whole point of Pride.
I don't think I am.
The whole point of an inclusive, you know, progressive society which you live in,
mm-hmm,
is that men like you,
yep,
of a certain way,
mm-hmm,
are allowed to go to events,
yep,
that are catered for them,
uh-huh,
and fucking hate every part of it.
Oh yeah.
That's freedom.
Damn right.
That's freedom.
USA. USA.
Drain the swamp. Join the swamp.
I did shout to download the podcast within the crowd.
No, you didn't.
Yeah, I did.
Wait, you were in the middle of Pride?
I was in the middle of a...
You were in the middle of a crowd at Gay Pride in Oxford Street.
You gotta get them pink listens, mate. You want the grey ticket and the pink listens.
Yeah, we want those pink listens.
Yeah.
So wait, what did you shout when you were in this crowd? What did you shout? Did you shout, heal your wounds? Or...
I shouted... Download the podcast! And then ran away.
Wait, that's all you shouted?
Yeah.
You shouted, download the podcast?
Yeah.
The fuck is wrong with you?
What
do you mean?
Advertising.
Download the podcast.
Barclays can advertise. Why can't I advertise?
Download the podcast! Yeah, but Barclays were there with the Barclays logo, presumably. They weren't going, go to the bank!
Yeah, what?
Go to just a random little squirt. Go to the bank! Whoa. I've got to get to Barclays.
Oh, man, yeah.
Whoa.
Yeah.
But you could have been anyone. They could listen to any podcast.
But why am I telling them? I wouldn't tell them just to listen to someone else's podcast.
No, you wouldn't. But Elliot, you've got to put yourself in the eyes of the other person for once in your life. That you're a stranger. You're saying listen to the podcast. They don't know which podcast you mean. They don't know if they're talking about Heal Your Wounds or Scare Us. They don't know if you're talking about the Big Dick Podcast or Homo Alone. They could be anywhere.
So you're telling me that because they're different from me and they have a different worldview, they don't think the same way as I do.
I'm telling you that the Pink Pound could have been here. We could have been riding that Pink Pound.
I'd love you to get a bit of a Pink Pound.
Excuse me?
Welcome on board. We accept you, even if your parents don't.
Elliot, can I just have a quick word with you?
Yeah, sure.
Yeah. Elliot?
Hi, Sean.
I really think you're taking the wrong tone with all this bullshit.
Uh-huh.
I think our listeners are happy people.
Uh-huh.
I think they're progressive people.
Okay.
I don't think you should be insulting their fucking parents.
Okay.
I don't think you should be shouting about the Heal Your Wounds podcast. What, in the middle of a fucking crowded place.
Hey, the numbers are boosted, all right?
What numbers are boosted?
The listener numbers.
Do you genuinely think that people are going to gay fucking pride looking for podcast recommendations?
That's what I'd go for.
That's why you went?
Yeah.
Were there any?
Yeah.
Who? What?
Some bender was like...
Someone's watching Futurama.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about. Oh, buddy.
That would be a great outfit to wear to Pride.
What, Bender
from Futurama. Because they got nothing on you. People would go, look at this Bender. And they go, what? Excuse me? You go, oh, from Futurama.
I know, over there.
Oh, foiled again.
Yeah. Jack Barry's a guest today, Sean.
Yeah, great guy. One of the funniest people around. I love him. He's coming here directly from an airport. So we're going to talk about that and other things.
Oh boy.
Thank you for your continued listenership. Even you, Nick. Even you.
Well, I went to the show with you the other night. I was there with you. We held each other tight. You looked into my eyes and said, I'm leaving you. Walked away and left me wondering, what am I to do? Ticket stub, ticket stub. That's all that's left of our love.
All right, everyone, it's time for the main event, main interview. Elliot's still here.
Hello.
What are you writing in your notepad, Elliot?
Just doing some business, podcast business.
What sort of business?
Just saying,
promotion.
The show's starting at 20 seconds at this file. So I don't know where to cut.
There you go. Behind the curtain, listener.
Yep.
And we've got an amazing guest. We've mentioned him in the intro, but he's here. He's got a big smile on his face. He's just come from Luton International Airport. It's Jack Barry.
Hello.
Hey, Jack.
Hello, both.
Thank you for... Is that... You think we've only got two listeners? Or?
Oh, no, I meant the two of you.
All right, no.
Yeah.
Hello, also, Sean's mum and dad.
Yeah.
Thank you for coming. Straight from Luton.
Straight from Luton.
You turned up.
Yeah.
You got no bags.
No.
Where you been?
I was in Croatia, and I just commuted here for the podcast.
Straight back after.
After this, I'm back there in Split by this evening. And this is what I do when I get invited to be on a podcast.
Of course.
So little else I've got on.
Well, look, Heal Your Wounds comes calling. That's an opportunity that's too big, even for a romantic break.
Exactly.
Yeah,
exactly.
Yeah.
I do apologise for turning up with no bags. It did look a bit odd.
You're not the first guest to do that,
no,
to be honest.
I just told you how much I was coming from Croatia and then turned up with zero things.
Yeah, yeah. But that's fine.
Ruins a segment where we go through everyone's bags.
Yeah, that's the thing, actually. Yeah, we should mention that to the listeners. Usually, we insist every guest comes with a lot of bags. But we've always cut that bit in every episode.
Yeah, and we can't even do it this week. Cancelled.
I'm sorry, guys.
Yeah. Fucking son of a bitch. Were you in Split?
I was in Split, yeah.
How did you go see the football team, Hajduk Split?
I did not, no.
That's the name of the team, though, right?
It is, absolutely. Yeah. It was a romantic getaway. Me and my girlfriend went to one of the islands for a couple of days.
Ooh.
It was lovely.
Yeah?
Although, last night was a bit weird. Not because of her or me. It's just basically there was like a forest fire in Split.
Oh god.
And we were sort of stuck in traffic trying to get into Split.
They should rename it Splint.
Yes.
No? Does that work?
Does Splint mean fire?
Elliot's writing something. I think that's a cut he's about to make.
30. There we go.
Check Splint.
What's a splint? Isn't that a thing you've set alight? Sorry, I'm
Is
sorry.
Is that the
Jack.
Things that you lit the Bunsen burner with at school?
Yeah, like a splint.
Oh, yeah. We always call them spliffs because we were cool.
There was a forest fire.
Oh, yeah.
Were you? But you weren't involved?
Oh, no, we were not involved with the fire. But It's just like we went out for a romantic evening dinner last night in Split, and our waiter was really friendly and chatty at first. And then he was like, oh, obviously there's the forest fire. And we were like, oh, yeah, we saw it. Like, that's kind of crazy. and then he was like, yeah, and I'm a volunteer fireman, so I want to go help fight the fire. But my boss has told me I'm not allowed to leave. So after that, we kind of had... I just felt guilty for the rest of the meal.
Yeah.
Kind of had to like act like, you know, our meal was really important. Like, yes. And we need this salad more than the people of Split need saving from fire. It really put too much pressure on a romantic meal.
Did you get coffee? Did you get dessert?
Absolutely not.
Because that no, was really...
he was like, literally after main course, he was like, can I get you your bill? And we were like, I guess, yes. I'm so sorry for keeping you.
Oh, it sounds like a very romantic part of the world.
Oh, yeah, it was beautiful. Really lovely.
Croatia's getting very touristy, people say. Very touristy.
Split was one of those places that's full of like sort of lads on tour.
Oh yeah,
places like that. But we went to like one of the islands, which was very quiet and very nice. Just because my girlfriend's going off abroad.
Where's your girlfriend going?
She's going to Argentina.
What? Is that where she's from?
Yeah, that's where she's from.
Argentina.
She's Argentinian.
Back to the homeland.
She's going to visit her. Well, we were just talking about your girlfriend, who's also living abroad.
Well, yeah, podcast exclusive. I've got a girlfriend.
Yeah.
Who's real and...
Who's real but lives abroad and no one can meet her.
And you can't meet her.
And she goes to another school.
she goes to another school.
And
once she met Oasis.
Yeah. And I met her on holiday and we had sex.
Genuinely did. Apart from the sex bit. Argentina, that's cool. An Argentinian girlfriend.
Yes.
That's way sexier than a Canadian girlfriend.
Do you think?
Well,
they're both American.
They're both, yeah, but...
Different ends.
In Canada, it's not like it. What's that? Oh, maple syrup. Argentina is passion.
Yeah, it's steaks. Steaks and football. Yeah, absolutely.
Corruption.
Oh, so much.
Yeah.
I'm not allowed to say that. She went like that.
Will she be listening?
There's no corruption in Argentina. I'm going on record now as saying it's a clean society.
Good. Well, that's all the artists going to need to hear.
Yeah.
Where did you meet her? Did you meet her abroad?
I met her in London.
Yeah.
But we got together in Argentina.
Buenos Aires?
In Buenos Aires, yeah.
Thank God.
That's where she's from. Yeah, okay. Beautiful place.
Yeah, beautiful.
I had a friend who was living in Argentina who was still friends with her. It's a weird story. She basically used to go out with a friend of mine.
Oh, Jack, you son of a bitch.
I know.
You son of a bitch.
He was her teacher. I mean, it gets worse. Wait.
Strap yourselves in, listeners.
He was like a teacher at English as a second language school in London.
Okay.
And then he started shagging one of his pupils, and we were like, oh, mate, you can't do that.
I used to know someone who did that as well. I thought it was really, really dodgy.
Oh, we thought it was so dodgy. But then I was like, actually, you got a point here, mate. She's pretty special.
You pricked a doozy.
Yeah. And so they broke up, and it was all fine. There was no animosity between me and him.
Oh, that's lucky.
Yeah, yeah.
That's lucky.
Yeah.
Well, so also, she must have been a similar age.
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
Yes, I should make that clear.
Really made it sound like...
Sorry, we should have said that at the top, really.
Yeah, yeah. It's not like, well, in Argentina, you know, 12 years old is adulthood. It's,
yeah.
No, she's of age. Yeah. She's of age.
She's very much of age,
Well, that's great. You two have been together for a while.
Yeah, like nearly 3 years now.
Nearly 3 years?
Yeah.
Goodness. Could you ever see yourself moving over there to Argentina, setting up a life?
I have no idea. Yes, maybe. I don't know.
What's the currency?
Pesos.
Pissers?
Pesos. Pissers. Yes.
Pesos.
There's 20 fuckers to a peso, to a pisser.
The pound is down against the fucker.
Yeah, it's a classic denomination.
It's absolutely ruined.
Maybe I could go over there. I don't know if there's much of an English language comedy scene over there.
Well, you should found it, man.
I could, yeah.
You could start the thing. You go, hey, the guy from the El Crispo Paqueta.
Yeah, that's
You
me.
Should know that, by the way. Jack Barry, you may recognise, he's the face on the McCoy's crisps packets.
That's me, yeah.
Yeah, you recognise this voice? It's from the face of Chris.
Yeah. You'll have known it as soon as I came on.
Wait a minute. But have you been... Were you on our adverts, like TV adverts for
I it? Was in a TV advert for McCoy's as well.
What did you have to do?
I had to pretend to be talking to a gold phone to a man called Flavor about crisps.
Was it Flavor Flav?
It wasn't Flavor Flav. It was just... He was called Flavor.
Oh, as in...
And he was like, it's flavour calling. Are you going to answer the call to flavour? And I was damn straight. Love crisps. And then...
is that genuinely how you delivered it?
Yeah.
Damn straight, love crisps.
Yeah.
Kind of amazed you got the part.
It wasn't a script. It was very improvised.
Yeah, great.
And...
what was the flavour?
Salt and vinegar.
Oh.
Yeah.
Do you get free crisps?
I've had no free crisps.
Bullshit. Well,
I tried to get a discount on some crisps when I was drunk in a corner shop.
Well, like pointing to the bag.
Genuinely.
That's a really desperate story.
I strolled into this corner shop in Camden and I was very drunk and I said, do I get a discount on the crisps? My face is on the packet. And he was like, what do you mean? And I was like, ta-da! And then held it up. And he went, what have you done? and he started trying to peel off my face like I'd stuck it on. And then I went, oh no, look, I'm on all of them. And I just pointed out hundreds of crisp packets in my face and he went, ah. And he was like, genuinely seemed to think I'd gone and stuck it on all of them.
It was a shit David Blaine trick.
Genuinely, he started looking around for a hidden camera like I was Dynamo, like just the worst street magic ever. And after a while, I had to explain, no, it's actually me. He was like, no, you don't get it. Can you get out of my shop?
And you have to explain how to get an advert. You have to get books.
Yeah, exactly. He was like, why? That was it, yeah. He was like, why are you on there? I was like, I don't have a good reason for why.
Why are you on there from a corner shop? Well, fair enough. To be honest, I don't know either.
But, no, I don't know. I had
I think that's nuts you don't get free crisps. I think that's absolutely... What?
Nuts.
Oh, nuts and crisps.
Ah, nice.
Yeah. I cannot believe that this podcast is getting positive reviews. The two jokes that the hosts have put in there. Sorry, the one host and his sidekick. Must make that clear. What's your favourite flavour of crisp, bro? May as well ask the ultimate, the crisp meister.
I guess I'd go for salt and vinegar. I like just keep it simple.
Got to keep it classy. Keep it classy.
Yeah, exactly.
Imagine if you became like an iconic face of the brand. Like eventually, like you,
like Lineker. Like,
yeah, but like even just someone like who's the woman who's on the raisins? She must have auditioned for that role at some point, and then Sun made herself. The woman.
She used to go to corner shops and going, eh?
Yes.
How did you do that? How did you?
Just with a basket of grapes.
Like, that's what it was like. That's what it was like in the old country.
I always thought she was like the Mona Lisa, and she was just like a sort of mythical being.
Well, I think she, in many ways, she is the Mona Lisa of raisin advertisements.
She is. She's smiling, but what's she smiling about?
What's she smiling about?
What does she know?
Who's she seen?
Yeah. What does she know about raisins that we don't know?
Maybe she's getting free raisins and you're not, mate. That's why she's smiling.
Yeah. That's why I look confused on the packet.
I'd love it if you became the icon for McCoy's crisps, like forever. Well, who's the guy who's on? Do you remember that flavour of crisp? Brannigans. Was that what they were called? Brannigans.
I don't know Brannigans.
No, I don't know.
They were
that.
Super hot, mega, mega powerful crisps. And it was like a big deal in primary school if a kid had Brannigans.
Because you were like,
well, can you eat a Brannigan? It was like the original cinnamon challenge.
It's like, how big is your dick?
That's what it was. It was such a big deal because they were ridged and they had rulers, so we got to measure our dicks next to the crisps.
Yeah, big time.
Then we eat the crisps and eat each other's. Anyway.
how many ridges is your dick?
But on the cover, on the packet,
yeah,
there was just like a butcher, and he was like, Brannigan, these are my fucking hardcore crisps.
A butcher?
I think it was a butcher.
A butcher to advertise crisps?
It was the 90s. It was a different time.
There was no one cared about details back
in the
90s.
No, I just want to pick it up and go, this isn't.
Yeah,
this isn't correct.
Excuse me.
Are you mad? this is a post Jurassic Park world. We thought anything was possible.
You worried so much about wondering if you could put a butcher on crisp packets that you didn't stop to think about whether you should.
Well, something to dwell on, listener. I think we should have a break. This is flying by very nicely.
Yeah, man.
Yeah, we'll talk more about crisps. We'll talk more about other things. Maybe Jack Barry's got some more adventures. We've had a few, have we?
Together?
Not together. We don't really hang out.
Independent adventures.
Yeah.
This ends as soon as I turn the machine on. Should get out.
We do not look each other in the eye.
Don't even speak to each other.
No, it's awful. Ever since you started going out with Yoko, let's...
At least Yoko's real, mate.
Okay. See you soon, guys.
Why don't we deal with the truth? Oh, it's time that we tell them the truth.
So cute. Elliot is cute. Welcome back, everyone. I'm just looking at Elliot and thinking he looks really sweet today.
No, I'm an adult. I've got a driving license.
You look like Kermit the Frog's cousin. Is it his cousin or his nephew?
I feel like it's the headphones. Robin.
Robin?
Yeah, little Robin.
Little Robin. What do you mean you got a driving license? You have to be 17 to drive.
I stole it.
I can't drive. Do you get scared of driving? Do you drive a lot now?
I haven't driven in a while because I left my car behind.
Left your car? I left behind. You left your car behind?
Yeah, I crashed.
After the war?
I did something horrible. I had to just get out. Came to the big city, start a new life.
You're like Jack Reacher.
Yeah.
Yeah. Do you drive, Jack?
I do.
Motherfuckers.
Yeah. I you need to if you're a comedian, don't you?
No, not me.
Not you?
I just megabus it.
Oh, big time.
Yeah, awful.
Yeah, I don't know. I'm too poncy for that.
Yeah.
Do you have to scrub lift off people all the time?
Do I have to what?
Scrub lifts off people.
Scrub lifts?
Yeah.
Don't know that expression. Not going to register that sentence.
All right.
Do you know that expression, scrub lifts?
I could figure it out from the context.
Yeah. I had no idea. He may as well have been talking in Latin. So do you scrub lifts? I scrub lifts when they're there to be scrubbed.
It sounds weird when you say it, actually. I don't like
Why does it sound weird?
Yeah, I sound like you're forcing it.
I'm not forcing anything. I love a scrub lift.
No scrubs?
Granddad.
Yeah, I don't have no scrubs. Sitting on the passenger side.
Oh, your best friend's ride. Okay.
That's what that was about.
Yeah.
I never realised it was about scrubbing lifts.
I don't want no scrubs. Look, it's my car. You can't scrub it. Oh, man. What an exclusive
for
this podcast.
What a revelation this has been.
We should get TLC on an episode of this.
The remaining ones.
What?
They're getting big again, aren't they?
Yeah, I think
they are. Single.
Or was it Lisa Left Eye Lopez? Was she on it? Was she in there?
I don't know. I don't think any of them.
One of them did die in a car crash.
I think it might have been Lisa Left Eye Lopez. In a car crash.
She scrubbed one ride too many.
Chose the wrong scrub that day.
Yeah. Scrubbed the wrong lift.
You should have fucking taken your own advice, Lisa.
She should have taken the megabus.
Yeah, exactly. No scrubbing. But what is megabus but just paid scrub on an industrial level? Listener, if you have any input about the phrase scrubbing, then
don't talk to me about
then
it.
Don't write in.
Keep it yourselves. Just keep it sake.
For God's sake. You may want no scrubs, but frankly, I want scrubs. I want my scrubs.
We want your sponsorships, Megabus.
I'd love to be the face of Megabus.
I think That'd be a product that would work for you.
Well, Charlie Baker was the face of Southern Rail for many years.
Was he?
He was in. He was dressed as a Mexican wrestler. And he was on all the posters and in all the trains, and they would say stuff like, "Oh, this train goes so fast it makes my
go on fly, cape fly."
Yeah, but he got lucky. I think he's out of there now, just as Southern Rail are becoming very unpopular. So I don't know who the face of them are, but maybe he is still the face of them. I should do research.
You do, yeah. Okay.
I don't want to be making these.
Do you think
of
people would blame him for Southern Rail's various problems?
I mean, is that something you were worried about with this whole McCoy's thing?
What if McCoy's start having delays?
If people start getting poisoned by McCoy's,
then I'll have people turning up at my gigs being like, "I'll be the scapegoat."
Yeah, yeah.
I hadn't thought about that.
Yeah, yeah.
That'd be awful.
You'll get a mother holding up a picture of a family going like, "You did this."
Michael Moore will make a documentary about you.
He'll come and approach me outside my house.
Yeah, yeah.
He'll be like, "What do you have to say to the victims of McCoy's?" I'll be like, "It wasn't me." I'll be like, I'll do it again.
Didn't care as well.
Yeah, I'm proud. I'd kill them all myself if I could.
Best £75 I ever made.
Yeah, I'll just go down that niche.
Do you do a lot? Have you been in other adverts? I seem to think that there was a period where you were in a few.
Yeah, I was really spaffed through quite a few of them last year.
Spaffed? Yeah. The fuck is going on? Do I not speak English anymore? I don't know if you don't have to talk about the products if you're not allowed to.
I think I'm allowed to. This is the only reason I can call myself a professional comedian, by the way. I'm very much a comedian. I'm an advert actor who does a bit of comedy on the side. I'm not a professional comedian at all.
Well, maybe we'll...
They're the only reason.
Well, let's hear your CV, and then maybe me and Elliot can hire you for a Heal Your Wounds advert.
Yeah.
Oh, great. Okay, first one I did was... did one for the lottery. Scratch cards. Scratch card advert, yeah.
And what was that?
That was pretty high concept, that one. basically, I was a banker in a meeting, and the meeting was being led by a French banker who kept on mispronouncing banking as bonking, and I found it very funny.
You think that's high concept?
Yeah, I thought it's pretty strong.
I mean, you say that's high concept. The first advert you described to us involved the idea of Flavour phoning you.
Yeah, okay.
I think that's probably a high.
Yeah, okay, fair enough.
But hey, bonking,
bonking. I mean, it was just pretty strong stuff. I think it's
worth splaffing through that one.
Yeah.
Is that what you said?
Spaff. Spaffing means jizzing, I think.
Okay, that's fine then.
Yeah.
Okay. Cool. Is it fine?
Yeah, he's going through the whole advert jizzing.
Yeah. Oh, that's why it was high concept, because you were jizzing.
You had to see through that.
Yeah.
And then, what did I do after that? I did one for, that was, I know I did the first McCoy's one then. So I did one last year for McCoy's.
So you're kind of the McCoy's go-to guy.
You're the Tony the Tiger of McCoy's.
I kind of am, yeah.
They're crisps. Do you ever say that?
You could, now.
Yeah. If that's in the next one, Sean wants a cut.
I want a cut, mate.
Yeah, I'll cut you in,
a crinkle cut. No one can say that wasn't a good joke. No one. Elliot, you're looking at me like I've just bloody farted.
That was a good joke.
Next advert, Jack.
Then I did one for the co-op.
Ooh. Very good company. Good to advertise for them.
I was very pleased with the co-op one.
What did you have to do in that one?
I had to go and eat chicken on a beach. That's absolutely fine.
Tight cast.
In Lisbon as well.
Fucking
that was really
hell.
Nice. Yeah, they flew to Lisbon for a co-op. Yeah, I know. That's that amazing. Was really beautiful, that one. And there's another comedian in that one as well. Joe Davies.
Joe Davis?
Yeah.
Were you laughing? Did they ask you to laugh, or were they?
We were laughing. We were eating chicken,
throwing it about.
Yeah, it was brilliant. It was very cold, but they sort of made it look sunny. They flew us to Portugal so that it would definitely be sunny, but then it wasn't sunny. So it was like me shivering, like with a blanket on, and then they'd take it away, and I had like a Hawaiian shirt. And I'd be like, the beach.
What's that got to do with the co-op? And what's the banking one got to do with the scratch cards?
Oh, good questions.
Look, let's not. There
questions.
Are people far more intelligent and far more able than us making these decisions. They know what works.
Okay? I mean, I used to work in advertising, and I know that's definitely not true.
You did used to work in advertising.
Yeah, I did. Wow. I used to be. Yeah, I mean, I've had such a coloured life in advertising.
Is this a promotion? Like, you used to be the guy behind the scenes, and now you're in the advert.
Yeah, exactly. They've pushed me up.
That seems a very weird career progression.
I know. And then soon I'll be the face of McCoy's, and then I'll have. That's the top of the chain.
No, the top of the chain is probably making the crisps.
Oh, do you think?
Well, maybe.
I'll be Colonel Sanders. Because that was my other job. When I worked in advertising, I was the Facebook and Twitter for KFC.
Yeah. You used to have brilliant stand-up about that. I did a lot of stand-up about it.
It's a
very, some really funny stories about that.
Yeah, but I won't do anything.
But it's such a weird thing that people would... Do you think it's weird that people would even follow that? I can't get into the mindset of people who would follow KFC on Twitter.
No, me neither. I mean, the vast majority of it was like complaints, obviously.
Yeah.
But a lot of people just wanting a chat. Just getting in touch. Yeah.
Well, like they're in KFC on their own going.
I guess so. There was a guy who, he was called Virgil, and he would write all the time. Just like fake complaints, just jokes, and I would write back with a joke complaint, and then we'd sort of have a bit of back and forth. Aww. And then one day he just sent a really earnest private message saying, "Just want to say I really like your jokey responses. This is the only serious response I'll ever send you. Aww. Really appreciate all your jokey responses. I really like your work.
Virgil,
keep it up." Yeah. And then I went on holiday for a week and I came back and I had all these panic messages from him being like, "Guys, what's going on? Like, what's happened? Where's the banter?" And then I was like, "Don't worry, I've been on holiday." He's like, "Thank God you're back."
You didn't have to talk to the Burger King one.
Yeah, exactly. Those guys are shit banter.
That's a desperately depressing story.
I'm really depressed. I mean, some of them are even worse. The one guy just sent like a private message of a photo of his cat on Facebook one day, and so I just replied saying, "Oh, nice cat," and then he sent a picture of his cat every day for a year.
Oh my god.
I know. Just like, yeah.
Don't do that to our Twitter listeners. We know a lot of you are sad losers
who have a lot of cats.
We have a lot of cats. Don't you fucking for one second think of doing that to us. This is a side note. How many Twitter followers does KFC have?
Oh god, I can't remember.
It must have been in the thousands.
I ran the UK and Ireland one.
Was it in the tens of thousands?
I think it was like 45,000 or something.
Because I was in a Coffee Republic yesterday, and I signed onto their Wi-Fi.
Yeah,
and they have 600 Twitter followers. You think that's 600? That's like a big chain, Coffee Republic. I don't know. I've got more than that, and I don't think I've affected as many lives as Coffee Republic. And I'm, you know. I say that maybe a bit more modesty.
You're selling a product that I guess people might think could be, you know, transferred through Twitter.
Yeah, that's true.
People get in Twitter because they're hoping there's jokes. You're not going to follow Twitter in hope that you'll get some coffee.
And I've certainly never...
I'm tired. I'll just check Twitter and get a good buzz. Coffee Republic.
I've never had anyone write to me going, I'll really appreciate the banter on... I've never had anyone say they like my funny tweets.
Never. No, me neither.
KFC is more popular than me, fair enough.
Yeah.
Have you ever had to complain to another like corporate Twitter before? And then just gone like, hey... I know you're a real person. But
hey, guys, I get it. No, well, I purposely never have because I know that now. I sort of, it used to ruin my day every single time someone wrote a complaint on the KFC Twitter, so I don't feel like I can put anyone else through that now.
Were you ever
seen it from the other side?
Were you ever involved in one of those things? You know when they always have like BuzzFeed articles where they go, these two big companies had a Twitter spat and it was hilarious.
Oh, that was my dream.
Yeah, like it will be, I don't know, I'm trying to think of companies.
Yeah.
Like Starbucks will say to Costa Coffee, like,
hey, nice latte, jerks.
Yeah, suck my beans, bitch.
And BuzzFeed will be like, yeah, KFC just threw some epic shade at Burger King. That was my dream to get something like that and it never happened.
And then you just send a gif of RuPaul or whatever and then that's the end of the conversation.
I would send so much shade everyone's way and then none of it was ever picked up on by BuzzFeed. I was gutted. I'd just be quite rude to people. Most of the time I just spent it arguing with racist people. That was just what I used to do because it was like... There are some halal KFCs, and so you get like really angry EDL people being like, whoa, what are the Muslims if we are chicken?
Halal meat is one of the most fascinating things to be angry at.
It
literally doesn't matter. I mean, I love it.
It doesn't matter at all. And I just used to spend hours arguing with people, just getting really, and I'd sort of get a call from my supervisor every now and then being like, I think you should leave that one. And it would just literally being like, why don't Muslims deserve chicken or something like that? And they'd be like, that's not what you're here for. You're here to market chicken. And I was like, BuzzFeed has got to pick up on this, surely.
Have you ever got, I mean, you didn't get any free crisps. Did you get any free chicken?
I did get free chicken.
Oh, baby.
Yeah, and last time I did.
And you got free chicken on the co-op advert as well.
I did. Yeah. Last time I ate KFC, though, I got food poisoning. So I haven't eaten it since then.
Fair enough.
Yeah, it's just before an Edinburgh preview as well. Oh. I was doing an Edinburgh preview with our friend Ian Sterling.
Mm-hmm.
And nearly shat myself halfway through that. It was like a really bad preview as well. They were really not giving me anything. And then I was like, oh, I'm going to shit myself halfway through this preview. This is so pointless in every way.
That's an exciting thing to be part of. I wish I was in an advert. I don't know who I'd advertise. I don't know who would want me.
Match.com.
Well, Match.com's thing at the minute seems to be, hey, someone will love your flaws. So it could just be me polishing my Starship Enterprise model that I've got.
Someone will like this.
Someone will love me.
Yeah, or you could be in the Lynx ones.
Oh, that would be great.
Yeah.
But the Lynx ones have massively changed now. It's not just about you spray a thing and then 4,000 women chase you.
No, exactly. They're all like, hey.
It's like, hey, is it okay if I'm trans? Is it okay if I've never had sex? So I try to be more modern.
So what's yours? Is it okay if I'm...
Is it okay if I haven't cut my toenails in 6 months?
At least I smell kind of all right, I guess.
Is it okay if I'm locked out the house again? Yeah, I wouldn't want free links, though.
No, not...
I'd want free match.com.
Yeah, well, match.com are trying to make people meet in real life now. They're trying to move away from being a website.
Are they?
And being like, come to our pottery class, which then it's gone full circle, because what's the point of the
dating? Match.com have come into a lot of clay, and that's their theory. We've come into clay.
Yeah, they've got to shift this clay.
They've got a lot of board members in the big clay.
Yeah.
Surely just one of them was watching Ghost with Patrick Swayze, and they were like, ooh.
Oh my God.
Imagine if he wasn't dead. Match.com.
He'd be banging, yeah.
Yeah, they'd be banging so hard.
That's a great tagline.
Yeah. That's just,
imagine if he wasn't dead.
Just imagine dating live people. That's Match.com.
Hey, I'm in the game right now, and I have to say, live people, much better than dead people.
Really?
In my experience.
Really?
You must attest to that.
Big time. What, yeah. Live sexing?
Yeah.
Well, just live, just holding hands, walking around.
Pleasant, yeah.
Yeah, it's good stuff, right?
Yeah, dead dating. There's a niche. There, you know, I'm not saying there's not a market for it.
And I'm not saying that it should. I'm not saying there's even a problem with it.
What, dating dead people?
No.
Well, I'm old fashioned. I like them dead and mushy.
You do?
Yeah. Only do a dead.
Only do a dead. Eh?
Only do a dead.
So, I mean, you don't even know the meaning of woke. I'm desperately trying to figure out a way to crowbar this conversation back to advertising. Oh, I don't know if we can
take it back to advertising.
I've never had an audition for an advert. I've never done those things.
They're meant to be all right, though, aren't they? For not to get too gauche with you, Jack, but they're meant to be all right for the old dollar.
Well, like I say,
somebody's gone to Croatia.
Someone's gone to Croatia. Someone's definitely not making a living from stand-up comedy.
Yeah.
I'll say that. I really am just an actor who does comedy occasionally.
You're a very, very, very funny comedian, though. Jack Barry is one of the funnies. One of the true funnies. And gosh, his teeth is white.
My teeth is white.
God, he's got one white tooth.
Not my face today, though.
Red.
I burnt my face in Croatia.
And split.
Every time I go on holiday, my body finds a new creative way to get burnt. Today, this time, it's under the nose and eyelids. I've managed to burn on this trip.
Eyelids?
Yeah, I burnt my eyelids.
Were you asleep?
Yeah.
Only the eyelids got caught.
I put cream everywhere, but somehow the eyelids didn't take. I don't know. I think I had sweaty lids looking at all the honeys on the beach. Just getting hot under the lids.
Hey, baby.
Yeah.
I'm Captain McCoy.
Oh, it's tough. But
Where else have you been burnt then?
Oh, feet. I had a feet one year. That was really bad.
Oh.
Got really awful. The worst, I went to Cuba when I was a teenager, and I got horrific sunburn, like, on the whole front side of my body, because I was just lying on my back, and I literally looked like the Polish flag. It was, like, down the side, it was just perfect red to white, a straight line.
That's
down
so
the side.
Funny.
And the most stupid thing was that, because I was a teenager and stupid, and I was in Cuba, I'd bought, like, a little fridge magnet of Che Guevara, and I put it on my chest, because I was like, this would be, like, a cool tan line, and then I just roasted myself, so I just had red everywhere, and just a white outline of Che Guevara on my chest for months. It was there for ages. Oh, it was just not cool.
You actually properly sunbathe when you go to these countries?
No.
You actually just lay there in the sun and just soak it up?
Well, I don't mean to. It's just like, when you go to the beach, I don't think... Well, what do people do at the beach?
Well, I guess you just read or whatever.
You just sort of lie there, don't you? I was actually listening to this podcast.
Heal your wounds.
Onto Croatia, yeah.
Did you find out about gay pride?
Did I find out about gay pride?
We were talking about gay pride when you weren't here, and Sean wants you to react as if you knew that.
Yeah. I'm trying to... I mean, I'm saying the most ambitious thing I could have said there. Elliot tried to promote this podcast at gay pride.
Oh, really?
Yep.
And how did he go?
Didn't take.
No.
No biters.
Do you want to tell Jack where you went? I mean, Jack knows about advertising. He can tell you maybe where you went wrong.
All right. Was at Gay Pride as well.
Well.
All right. Well, you might have heard someone shout, download the podcast.
Now.
And Sean thinks that was ineffective in some way.
Yeah.
Any thoughts on that, Jack?
Any thoughts on that?
How can
I'm
you
surprised.
Be more direct? Yeah.
Yeah, I think that's... Straight, it's to the point, isn't it? It's telling people what you,
if
what
too
you want.
Too straight, that's what it was.
Maybe that was
too
it.
Straight for pride.
That's why they didn't do it.
Yeah,
maybe that was the problem.
Yeah.
Also, yeah. Heal your wounds, though. Everyone's got wounds.
Everyone's got them.
Everyone's
exactly.
Got wounds. Yeah. Gay people have wounds.
Of course.
Yeah.
Yeah, we're fine.
I think, oh no, I'm disappointed it didn't take.
Exactly.
Well, we'll try next year.
Yeah.
We'll try next year. We'll have our own float.
Yeah, you should do.
Oh, that'd be great, wouldn't it?
You were at Gay Pride. Did you enjoy Gay Pride?
I had a great time.
Elliot hated it.
Oh, really?
Yeah. No, it's too loud.
It is very loud. If you don't like loud, it's awful.
And Elliot's that way inclined.
Only half.
Only half?
Yeah.
The B in LGBT.
Yeah, man. Bacon.
Same as my girlfriend. I think, I know, I had a lovely time. I wanted to get really drunk, though, but I had a gig in the evening, so I had to be restrained. But
you have to be restrained.
Yeah, if I'm at a street party,
let me at him.
If I'm at a street party, I'm down in all the beers.
That would be a great like crap spot in Heat magazine. Spotted the man from the McCoy's crisps
being
put in a straight jacket,
trying to get off with all the men dressed as angels in Soho.
I want to go to Pride now. I've never been to Pride. I want to go. That's I think I'd enjoy it.
We'll do a Life and Pride.
Life and Pride next year. Here we are.
Oh, that would be fantastic. Just to the crowd.
To the crowd. Lady, what do you listen to? The podcast. That's right.
Yeah. Just all of them. I imagine it'd just be lots of people dancing in the street and you guys just sort of in the corner. Like, yeah, yeah. You know, everyone's got their backs to you guys. And you're like, we are here at Pride. Hey, listen to that crowd. And just people just going about their business.
That would be an absolutely... That would be a typical thing for us to do, I think.
Yeah.
Is go to Pride. How long have we been talking for? Ugh. We usually do a three-section thing. I see no reason to change that.
20 minutes, mate.
This bit's been 20 minutes?
And it's been all smashing.
It's been all smash?
Yeah.
No grab?
No.
No. We'll grab in the next bit.
Gonna grab you.
Gonna grab you and murder you.
Prepare yourself.
See you next. See you soon, listeners.
I'm a tired and tortured soul. Don't get much sleep. I guess I get that way by thinking too deep.
Part three. I received a phone call in the interval. I will be making a phone call back to that person afterwards. Elliot, what did you do in that interval?
I got everyone a glass of water.
Thank you, very kind of you.
Yeah, thank you.
What did you do, Jack?
I realised that I've made a cock up with my diary. And I thought I didn't have a gig tonight, and it turns out I do have a gig tonight.
You're doing your new show tonight?
Previewing the Edinburgh show, yeah.
Let's talk Edinburgh, guys. This is the last episode of Heal Your Wounds before the Edinburgh Fringe starts.
Oh, mama.
Edinburgh Fringe goes on from the...
Fourth?
What are you pointing at?
The programme.
Oh, the programme. There we go. 4th to the 28th of August. Apparently.
4th to the 28th of August.
I've definitely got a show on the 3rd, though.
I've got a show on the Thursday, which is a 3rd.
Does that count as preview day or something?
Yeah, it's a shit. Okay, yeah. Basically, come every day. Mm. You're doing a show.
Yeah, yes.
Let's get into the plugs, bitch.
Okay, yeah, man.
What's your show called?
The show. It's called High Treason.
And it is about...
taking drugs.
Jack Barry, drug taker.
It's about legalization, so it's a serious topic. So you've given it a serious name.
What are you saying?
You're
saying all drugs should be legal?
Yeah, big time.
Genuinely, you think all drugs should be legal?
Every single one.
Every single one, yeah.
Even sweet blue meth?
Yes.
Okay, I mean, already found the floor of the show. That's so interesting. So your biggest...
Well, I think decriminalized.
Yeah.
Not necessarily legal.
Yeah.
All drugs.
Yeah.
I think they should be regulated rather than just. I mean, I don't think we have much of a meth problem in this country.
So no.
That won't happen. But I think decriminalizing and regulating drugs is a better way of dealing with drugs than just pretending that they don't exist.
And do you think being the face of a public brand gives you now the platform to finally say these
That's very much why they gave me the job for McCoy's, so that I could shout this message from the packets of crisps.
Because they suggest that you smash up the crisps and then snort them.
That's the best way to ingest it. That's the TV advert. Yeah, you might recognise it. It's me cooking some McCoy's in a spoon and then shooting them into my eyeballs.
How do you feel about poppers, for example? That's the drug that our listeners are most familiar with, given that me and Elliot did them in an episode a couple episodes ago.
Yeah. Did you? You did them on air?
Yeah.
We did them on air.
Really?
We were on poppers on air.
Oh, big time.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm a big fan of poppers.
Yeah, genuinely. Yeah.
Well, we used to indulge quite a lot when I was a
teenager.
It does seem to be a young person's... Like, you said you used to do it when you were at school.
We did it when we were, like, in school in sixth form. Because I think it was not the only drug we really knew how to get. And then
you could just buy them in shops, couldn't you?
Yeah. And then we got, like, weed and things.
Yeah,
but
yeah.
But the last time I probably did poppers before then was at uni. When about 15 of us at first year at uni went to see Casino Royale.
Well, off your tits on poppers.
And we just had a bottle of poppers and we were just passing it along. So the whole film... I was either having a headache or recovering from one.
God, I hate watching a film with you.
Just a 50 lads taking up the whole row. Just
that is a proper lads night
that
out.
Is lads, isn't it?
Did that affect your understanding of the film in any way?
It must have done. It must have done.
Oh my God, James Bond is intense, isn't it?
Gets your heart pumping, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Oh God. What's your favourite drug then? What's your big three?
I like marijuana. It's my favourite, probably.
Sweet,
of all of them.
Sweet high.
Sweet Mary Jane.
Yeah.
And then I really like mushrooms. Big fan of magic mushrooms.
Yeah.
And Ketamine.
Do you really? Do you do ketamine?
Yeah, I used to a lot more. I mean, I've sort of grown up a bit now, I guess.
I used to.
I'm too mature for ketamine these days, obviously.
Ketamine's a young man's game.
Yes.
My joints aren't there anymore. We used to do ketamine as well. I did ketamine.
It was great. It's great fun, isn't
it? It's fucked, though, isn't it?
It's so fucked. Silly.
It's such a dumb drug.
It's a really dumb drug. I quite like the fact that you can't really overdose on ketamine, because if you just take a huge line of ketamine, you'll pass out before you can kill yourself, which I think is... I like that. Yeah, I like a drug with a built-in sort of safety switch. I respect that.
Oh, my God. What's your least favourite drug? Have you ever had, like... You must have had some nasty experiences.
Caffeine.
No, don't be that dick. Don't be that dick, Jack.
I don't like it.
You don't like caffeine?
No.
So you don't drink tea?
Don't ever drink any hot drinks.
Hold the phone.
No, never. You don't drink hot drinks.
Hot drinks.
I'm sat here.
You are.
I'm sat here sweating on your sofa.
Yeah.
On Elliot's sofa right now. I can't. I'm such a sweaty man. I can't drink hot drinks. It doesn't agree with me.
I've not got a bead of sweat on me. And yet I had a cup of tea not 25 minutes ago.
There you go. See, look, different.
So maybe you should get into the hot drinks and re-regulate your body.
You think that's what it is? That's stopped you from sweating?
No, I don't. I think you're also in the glare of the sun.
Maybe. I'm a sweaty guy. But anyway, yeah, don't drink hot drinks. What drugs have I taken that I've had a bad reaction to? None.
How hardcore... I mean, I don't want to spoil anything in the show. I'm sure you go into this stuff in the show. But how have you gone... Have you injected stuff?
No, never. No. That's very much my sort of...
That's your limit.
That's my limit, that's I think. Limb, yeah. Limb. I smoked crack once.
Oh, wow.
Heard of that one.
Here we go. Is this once... in the show? Is this stuff you don't have to talk about?
No, this isn't in the show, actually. I don't talk about this in the show.
So wait, you're doing an hour show about drugs and you never mention that you smoked crack?
Well, I'm talking about the policies of drugs.
I don't know if every time you mention a drug name, you go, but I haven't done it.
God, but no, guys, seriously.
Where did you smoke crack?
In China.
What the fuck is going on? What's happening?
Yeah.
Oh, gosh, you also are fluent in Chinese.
Yes, I can speak Chinese. So yeah, it was when I was living in Shanghai.
You were living in Shanghai?
I lived there for 3 years.
And you just smoked a bit of crack?
Just one night, yeah, had a bit of crack.
Did you know it was crack when you were smoking it?
I did, yes. I was friends with a guy who was a drug dealer.
Yes.
A German man.
Was this just before you stole his girlfriend?
Yeah. One of the many girlfriends.
Baby, your boyfriend's a fucking crackhead.
One of the many girlfriends I've stolen. It was after a night out, and I think we'd all taken some MDMA, and we were all sort of chilling out, and then it was like, want to take the edge off with a bit of crack?
Was it amazing? Was it amazing?
Or it was okay.
Were you not in the right place to really register it?
Maybe, yeah, I was quite tired. I think, I remember thinking, I wouldn't try this if I wasn't a happy man.
Oh,
you know what I mean?
Because you get sucked in.
Yeah, exactly.
It was just like a...
Exactly. I was like, I'm not going to be reliant on this.
You're a social crack smoker. But
yeah. I'm very much a social, yeah.
So you had this old friend and he was German?
He was just... And he just had some crack lying around.
And he's here tonight, ladies and gentlemen.
Dennis.
It's the reboot. That's fascinating. You smoked some crack.
Yeah. I remember thinking while I was on it, I had a lot of energy all of a sudden. And I remember thinking, everything's really fine. I was like, if the room I'm in caught fire right now, I don't think I'd mind.
Well, that's
And then I think after that, I was like, that's not a good headspace to be in. Yeah. You can't escape all your problems that easily. So
it's weird that a man who's worried about sweating too much, I wouldn't say that smoking crack is probably a natural solution for that. I imagine it introduces a lot of sweat.
Right, that's probably true.
As a lot of drugs do, in my experience.
That's probably true. Yeah. I think what I don't like about caffeine is it's social nature. It's just, it's everyday nature.
Yeah.
It's just like taking a drug and then, you know, you go to work on...
Yeah, yeah.
It's like taking a line of coke and then going to work.
But the thing is, it isn't like that though, is it?
It feels like it to my heart. Gets me going in the same way.
What about alcohol?
Alcohol. Yeah. Big fan of that.
Yeah, big time.
Yeah, but it's not my favourite.
Your favourite's the Swede Ket.
Yeah. Alcohol's good. It's just like, it's... I mean, I talk about this in the show. Just like... I mean, this is the situation that we've got, isn't it? It's like, some drugs are legal, and alcohol is definitely no less destructive to society than any of the other drugs that are illegal.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And so, yeah.
Yeah.
I'm going to talk about that in a funny way.
It's going to be very funny. Listeners should know that Jack is itching a lot. He's itching and he's begging for money, so I don't know if the crack's really worn off.
Yeah. Let's... 9 years later.
That's so good. When's that show on?
It's on at 7:40 at the Mash House in Edinburgh every day.
Get Mashed.
Perfectly named.
At the Get Mashed House.
I hadn't even thought about that. That's going in the show.
You're too bloody high, mate, to focus. You've got to get off the fucking... Get off that sweet green,
Wacky backy.
The wacky backy. I bet you love weed culture.
Right. It's really lame, but it's also weirdly sort of somehow getting cooler. It was lame, 20 years ago. Yeah. And now it's there's whole, on Vice.
Yeah.
You watch Viceland.
We all love Viceland.
We're big fans of Viceland, obviously.
Obviously, we love Viceland, but...
they've got a program called, Bong Appetit. Have you ever watched that?
That's
I love it. It's my favourite program on television, but what a silly program.
Bong Appetit.
Just
so what is it? They get high and they eat food?
No, it's Antiques Roadshow. They bring in different bongs.
And they value
the 15th century.
Yeah. And then they take it to auction and they see who can get the best for their bong. No, it's like they it's like they cook weed brownies, but instead of brownies, it's like a barbecue, or it would be like a Mexican feast. And they put all these different, they've got all these different kinds of weed. They've got the oils, and they've got the resins, and they've got all the different kinds. And they infuse all the food that they make with different creative ways of, and then they just eat this meal at the end and get ridiculously baked.
It's really steady cook.
Yeah. It's ready, steady.
Your ingredient this week
is weed, yeah. And loads of it.
And that way, that's a TV program.
That's a genuine TV program on Viceland, your favourite channel.
Everyone's favourite channel. Sky, what is it?
153.
153, Sky.
Yeah, it's on there.
Brexit
Bong
stage left. Do catch up on Viceland's website.
Well, you can get a free trial for 2 weeks.
Yeah, that wouldn't waste your time. High Treason, Jack Barry. I loved your first show. I didn't see last year's one.
Oh, thanks,
mate. We did the same venue in Edinburgh a couple of years ago.
Yeah. I think it'd be a fun show.
Yeah.
I wanted to, it's called High Treason just because I thought it'd be a stupid pun.
I don't think it's stupid. I think it's great.
I thought it's a serious show. It's a serious topic, so it needs a serious name. But then it's a pun.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
It'll be a nice time.
I think it's great.
I wanted to call it Jack Barry's Doobie Doobie Spliff Time. But my director said that might alienate non-drug takers in the audience. And she was right, evidently.
Yeah,
you're sat here telling me how much you hate weed culture. Who knows how many other people like that will be in Edinburgh.
Well, I don't know.
That sounds like a subtitle. You could do next year, you could do High Treason 2.
Doobie Doobie Spliff Time.
Yeah.
Electric Boogaloo.
Like Electric Boogaloo,
I think... I think it's hopefully an interesting topic.
I
think Edinburgh's just such a snake pit of different comedians.
Oh, it's a fucking, it's nuts.
It's nuts. So I just genuinely, I was like, I've got to do just a show about a subject. Do you know what I mean?
I think that's great, man.
And it's a thing that I'm passionate about.
Well, evidently. But I'm going to plug my show now. I've never plugged my show on this, sincerely. I've always given the wrong show. So I'm going to say sincerely my show now to my listeners.
What wrong ones have you given? What made up shows?
I said I was doing one called Big Dick Tonight.
Big Dick Podcast as well is
Big
live.
Dick's Podcast.
Oh, yeah. I heard that one. That was a good episode.
That was a great episode, guys.
Enjoyed it.
Get ready, lady and gent. Here's some sincerity.
This is it.
Sean.
My show is called Sean McLaughlin.
Do it.
Knickerbocker Glock.
No, say your fucking show name.
It's called You Can't Ignore Me Forever. It's on for free at the City Caf at 6:45, and it's just stand-up, and it's jokes. Come and see it. 6:45, come see my show.
Different day, come see my show.
Or they could go down the road. I mean, I'm probably...
Mine's 7:40.
Let's say that I do 50 minutes one day. If you come up to me and you go, I want to see High Treason today, Sean, I'm going to go stand at the back. I'm going to whip through this 55, 60-minute show. I'm going to do it in 20.
And I'll give you the wink. And then
I'll give you the wink.
And then you can make a runner.
And then you can go see High Treason.
That's how you get a comedy career going, guys.
That is it, yeah. You've got to use leverage.
You just got to, exactly. Double up.
Thank you so much, Jack, for coming.
My pleasure. Thanks
Straight
for having
from
me.
The airport.
I know. Sunburn.
Sunburned away. Sunburn, no bags. Lost his bags and his passport, and he still did it.
I just left. I ran here. They're just still going around the carousel at Luton. I sprinted here. I'll go and pick them up on my way back to Croatia.
God, what a trooper, ladies and gentlemen.
That's all that's left of our love. Tickets stub, ticket stub. That's all that's left of our love.
Thank you, Jack Barry. Thank you very much, Jack, for coming on the show. Lovely man.
Lovely man.
Lovely voice.
He's a professional. He should be the one with the podcast.
Come on, let's not give him that many ideas. I think we've both got lovely voices too.
Thank you.
Who do you think has got the lovelier?
You.
No.
Yeah.
Do you reckon?
Yeah.
Do you actually like my voice?
I think your voice is lovely. I wouldn't get on board with this if I didn't think you had a presentable voice.
Thank you, Elliot. That means a lot. Coming from such a esteemed gentleman.
You're welcome.
Check out Jack Barry's show at The Fringe. Check out my show at The Fringe. Maybe we'll keep fucking ramming down that down people's throats.
Keep jamming it, mate.
I'm going to just jam this. If The Fringe is a dick, I'm jamming it in you. you're going to be up at The Fringe.
Certainly am.
What are you planning on doing? First of all, how are you getting there?
It's very complicated, actually. I'm getting an overnight coach there, and then I'm flying back.
Where are you flying to?
London.
Where are you getting the coach from?
Derby. You're
getting the coach from Derby?
Yeah, and then Edinburgh's in the middle. Not what? Of those two places, I mean, time-wise.
You're making this more complicated than it needs to be.
No, I'm in Derby. I'm at a wedding, and then the next day I'm in Derby. And
who's getting married?
My mate, Joe. He listens to this as well.
Hey, Joe.
Yeah.
What are you going to do with that gun in your hand? Now, what's... Elliot did not get that reference.
Well, that is an 80s thing.
What does that mean?
Because you get all the 80s references. And I'm all about the double denim.
What's the double denim
in the 90s.
I think they had plenty of double denim in the 80s and 70s and probably even 60s.
80s is all about bomber jackets and self-tying Nikes.
Obama jackets? 80s is just about Obama jacking it. There's no doubt in my mind Obama was jacking it a lot in the 80s.
I bet he loved jacking it in the 80s.
I think Obama probably loves jacking it right now.
How old are his kids? Would that have been before?
I don't think his kids were born in the 80s. I think his kids are teenagers.
So he wasted away some... We could have had some more Obamas if he wasn't jacking it so much.
Why? It's the worst thing that fucking piece of shit ever did to America. What do you think Obama was like the first time he was jacking it?
It's just meant to lead into, like, an impression, a skit.
Hey, everybody. This is what I think it would be like the first time Obama was jacking it. We are gathered here to... Whoa!
Is that it?
Yeah, that is what it would be, wouldn't it?
Quick finish.
Yeah, of course. He's Obama.
Obama's jacking it like this. Whoa! But Bush is jacking it like this. Whoa!
Yahoo! Yeah. And Clinton's jacking it like this. I do not jack off on that woman. Bop, da, bop, bop, bow.
This is cutting of American government. We're bringing you down, Trump, by... He can't jack it.
You don't think Trump can jack it?
No.
I think he's jacking it a lot.
No.
Well, he's jacking it. Of course he is. He's in there and he's jacking it.
In there.
You've got to jack it when you're in that White House.
It'd be a pretty special thing, actually. All of the presidents have done it. I've only just thought of that.
Well, every president
every
has jacked
president
it.
Every president ever... has had a wank.
In the White House.
Anywhere. Or anywhere.
Every president has had a wank.
In
anywhere.
The White House as well, though. He waits till everyone's gone because the White House bed is creaky. And he has to go like, oh, you gone yet to just the little Secretary of State or whatever. And then the Secretary of State leaves and he goes,
you think,
and then he checks, and then he runs around the house and he checks every room just to make sure everyone's gone. And he runs up to his little, into his little bedroom to the presidential suite as a quick little jacket.
I don't think the Secretary of State says goodnight to the President. The Secretary of State is basically the second in command after the...
So what, you think he's in there jacking it with
the Vice President? No, you implied that the Secretary of State went, oh, goodnight, President, like in his
room.
Yeah,
the President's like, I don't think make sure you double lock the door so I can hear it if you come back.
Do you mean, you know, Hillary Clinton was the Secretary of State under the Obama administration?
Yeah.
You think Hillary Clinton... part of her role was to
make sure everyone
was prepare
gone.
A bomber for bed. Every night he had to prepare a bomber for bed and make sure he had all his, well, like his Ovaltine.
Uh-huh.
It's like, I need my Ovaltine. I'm gonna jacket.
A jacket into my Ovaltine.
A jacket into my Ovaltine.
I like it.
I don't think Nixon jacked it. Nixon strikes me as someone who never jacked it in his life.
His whole that'd explain why he's so grumpy.
Yeah, he's a little grumpus.
Cheer up, mate. Cheer up and chill out and just lie down. Bit of a jacket. Have a bit of a little bit of a jacket.
Oh, this is a wonderful conversation. Which president do you think jacked it the most? I mean, let's just ignore Kennedy and Clinton here.
Yeah, okay.
I reckon Kennedy might have even jacked it the least.
Kennedy didn't need a jacket.
I don't think he needed a jacket.
All right, who do you think jacked it? But you know when you hear about when people jack it? When they don't prepare, they don't have like a towel or tissues. They just do it. They just do it straight onto their own tummies. I think Bush Senior did that. He's the sort who didn't plan ahead. He was just like, I'm just going to let it land and try and get it in my belly button.
Whereas I think Bush Jr. often would find himself in that same position where he just inadvertently started, but probably always had Burger King wrappers on him.
And
for reasons that he
Burger
didn't
King
even
wrapper.
Understand.
Yeah. And then he got an infection.
Yeah, he got a big old infection.
Yeah, he got a big old greasy infection on his winky.
On his whopper.
Yeah. This big whopper. Now they're called Lincoln the Big Mac, and that's because he had brand loyalty to McDonald's.
Do they call Lincoln the Big Mac?
Yeah.
What?
Yeah.
Do they?
Yeah. But
what?
We all call him the Big Whack.
Yeah, yeah. What about Jimmy Carter, the peanut farmer? Everyone called him the peanut farmer. Where he goes, well, I've sold my peanut, but there's one peanut I'll never sell.
He's a penis harmer. I wonder if there's any political statement we could do about, you know, like about the Iraq War, but be like, yeah, he was jacking it, but he shouldn't have jacked it. You know, like a parallel between something that actually happened
right
there.
He was jacking it, but he shouldn't have been jacking it.
Yeah.
I don't really understand what you're asking.
I think I'm trying to be too clever on this.
Yeah. Well, you may think it's bad that we're talking about presidents jacking it, but what's worse, a president jacking it or a president jacking it in? I'm talking to you, Nixon, you quitter.
Yeah, he was edging and then he'd never finish.
Gutted.
Mate.
Now I see why they call you a Quaker, because you're so nervous, you're too scared to come. Goodness gracious.
Golly gosh.
Do come see my Edinburgh show. Just come and see it.
George Washington.
All right.
We never did it.
George Washington.
Yeah. Wash and come. He used to always do it in the shower.
George Washington.
Alexander Handelcom. He was a founding father. Where's your show, Sean?
It doesn't matter.
City Caf. City Spaff. City Caf.
City Spaff. Yeah. No, it's at the City Spaff.
The City Spaff. It's called
at Sex Dirty Five Wanks. And my name is Sean McCockin.
Yep.
And just come. No, Elliot. Just come. Come to my show.
Yeah.
City Caf, 6:45. You can't ignore me forever.
Heal Your Wounds was presented by Sean McLaughlin. It was produced by Elliot Fallows, hosted by Audio Boom, and all music was by The Speckles. You can follow us on Twitter at WoundsPod.
Moro Casino, America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends, with thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino, America's
social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Coda just made riding the bus easier than ever. Now you can pay your Coda fare by tapping your smartphone, smartwatch, or card, just like you do at the coffee shop or grocery store. Love paying with smart card? Keep doing that. Have a pass? Still works perfectly. Want to tap your phone? Now you can do that too. It's just one more way to move your way with Coda. Get moving now with Tap to Pay. Learn more at coda.com/tap.